the way Little Bee told it. At sunrise there was a white mist hanging thick in the jungle and spilling out over the sand. The sisters watched a white couple walking up the beach. The language they spoke was the official language of Little Bee's country, but these were the first whites she had seen. She and Kindness watched them from behind a stand of palms. They drew back when the couple came level with their hiding place. The whites stopped to look out at the sea. "Listen to that surf, Andrew," the white woman said. "It's so unbelievably peaceful here."
"I'm still a bit scared, frankly. We should go back inside the hotel compound."
The white woman smiled. "Compounds are made for stepping outside. I was scared of you the first time I met you."
"Course you were. Big Irish hunk of love like me. We're savages, don't you know?"
"Barbarians."
"Vagabonds."
"Cunts."
"Oh, come on now, dear. That's just your mother talking."
The white woman laughed and pulled herself close to the man's body. She kissed him on the cheek. "I love you, Andrew. I'm pleased we came away. I'm so sorry I let you down. It won't happen again."
"Really?"
"Really. I don't love Lawrence. How could I? Let's make a fresh start, On the beach, the white man smiled. In the shadows, Little Bee cupped her hand over Kindness's ear. She whispered, "What is a cunt?" Kindness looked back at her and rolled her eyes.
"Right down there, girl. Right close to your vagabond."
Little Bee bit her hand so she wouldn't giggle. But then the sisters heard dogs. They could hear everything, because there was a cool morning breeze, a land breeze that carried all sounds. The dogs were still a long way off, but the sisters heard them barking. Kindness grabbed Little Bee's arm. Down on the beach, the white woman looked up at the jungle.
"Oh, listen, Andrew," she said. "Dogs."
"Probably the local lads are hunting. Must be plenty to catch in this jungle."
"Still, I wouldn't have thought they'd use dogs."
"So what in the hell did you think they'd use?"